The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I have a very important question for you. When you go on a trip and you stay at a hotel or even a staycation, whatever, when you come home, how soon do you unpack?
Ooh.
Okay. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I feel like I'm under fire. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Pew, pew. Yeah. Otto goes and DJs. That's what he does for, I mean, obviously we're here on the radio, but he DJs as well. That's part of his deal. That's how he makes a living. That's his love. Blah, blah. Comes home.
Blah, blah, huh?
And I got us. No, I'm blah, blah. Because you come home and that suitcase of yours just sits in our bedroom.
Well, I'm leaving the next weekend anyways.
I don't care. I does not concern me. Mm. Unpack. You live there. You get home. You take your clothes out. And then here's something else Anthony Hill do. He'll wait, right? He'll wait till the last minute. I'll have washed clothes, nothing, and he throws me a pile of dirty clothes on the floor.
Not on the floor. I put it in the hamper.
Whatever. I'm like, I just finished doing laundry. You're like, well, you know, I just unpacked.
These are the clothes that were in my bag, so will you please wash them for me? You know, so, I don't even unpack my bag, period, when I'm at the hotel. I just open it and lay it out.
Psycho.
No, that's not psycho. That's
put your things away.
Psycho is putting your things away. Who stays at a hotel for one night and unpacks everything and puts it in the drawers and hangs things?
Me.
Exactly.
I'll give you some grace. I do understand that. Okay, I do understand you're a guy, whatever. You don't mind wearing chewed clothes. But for me,
clothes are not chewed.
Chewed, well, maybe a little bit. C-H-E-W-E-D. I mean, they just look wrinkled. I'm like, oh my God. When I'm not with you, I'm like, why? What, iron, sir.
I do use the iron. I don't even know what you're talking about. Every time I go out, I'm like, I'm standing in front of a crowd. I iron at the hotel all the time.
Anthony, when you pull up to a hotel, you're traveling, whether it's a gig you have as a comedian or it's a staycation, do you unpack when you get there?
It comes down to a few different elements here. One, if they have, like, you know, those little like tray things you could sit your suitcase on?
Yeah.
In the hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. But if they have one of those, I don't unpack because I love those little things.
You just put your bag up on there?
Yeah, I just put my bag on there and let it rock the whole time.
That's how I do it.
I love those little guys, dude. They make me so happy.
We should get one of those for the house.
But if
absolutely not.
That's a different thing. The unpacking once you get home, that usually takes me, like, no matter what, 2 to 3 days, business days at that.
Yeah. I walk in the door. I roll the suitcase in and boom, let's go.
She opens it and starts putting everything away and I'm like, my wife is crazy.
Yo, that's wild, dude.
It is not wild. That's what you do. That way it's done. I can wash the clothes because the vacation or staycation, that's a good time. Coming home, the last day I just think, I have to unpack. I have to wash all the clothes because I don't want them to smell.
You can just do it like we do and then you don't have to worry about anything.
No, absolutely not. That is not the way to go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think as a mother, one of my most, probably something I'm always overly concerned about was losing one of my daughters. I know that sounds crazy, but it can happen. There was a toddler taken from Arizona and she was rescued. We're talking about a 3-year-old little girl who was missing for almost 3 full days. Authorities had the description of the woman who took her. Her name, little girl, is Kaylani Rogers. But think about age 3.
Yeah, that's a baby.
You know, if you have a 3-year-old, you understand that. Now, mother reported her missing, taken from her home by a family friend. And a tip from the public led police to where the little girl was. Now, the thing about this is that it was some movers that found her. These men who are driving trucks say that they're being trained to be on the lookout, right? Authorities are talking to these companies and they're saying
to identify human trafficking.
Human trafficking, exactly. So they'd heard the report. This is the moment they saw who they thought might be the woman and the child.
Oh my God, that's her.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yep, that's her. It looks like her.
And the thing is that the lady is wearing like pink pants.
The Amber Alert, the one I yesterday?
Never? Yesterday? That one.
Should I block them?
Oh my God.
Should block.
They blocked her in.
Texas plate, what is it?
You can't look it up of what she looks like?
Yes, I can. It's right here.
Got it.
Show me a picture because I know what that girl looks like. She ran right past me. Oh my God, that's her.
Is it really?
Gosh, yep,
that's her. It looks like her. That's exactly what she looks like.
So they blocked her in, called authorities, and I'm talking within 20 seconds. The video, you could just see authorities just coming in left and right and kind of surrounding the truck. First of all, I commend these men. They deserve some kind of medal, bonus, something.
They're heroes.
See something, say something. Yes, because a little girl like that could possibly have lived with this woman. The suspect's name is Marina Noriega. She could have raised her as her own.
Why did she take her? Did they have they found that out yet?
It has to do with some kind of custody thing. I don't really know. To be honest, they're not letting a lot of information out yet. I'm sure they're trying to build this case, but it reminded me of Kamaya Mobley. Do you remember this? At age 18, she discovered that the woman who raised her, Gloria Williams, had actually kidnapped her from a Jacksonville, Florida hospital in 1998.
Oh.
She posed as a nurse. She went in to the, you know, the area where your babies are. I don't know if it's NICU or not. I don't know if that's the right word or not. But she took her, and she didn't make the discovery until 2017.
Whoa.
And I think it's because she got sick or something, and she did some kind of test, and they're like, well, that's not even your mother.
Oh, man. And that lady did. I wonder if that lady continued to raise her going forward.
Well, but she was already grown. She made a connection with her, with her biological mother and father, and I think they're trying to build a relationship. But just imagine finding out that your mother isn't your mother, you know? So this turned out so great because the little girl was saved. She's back safely with her mother. It just goes to show that we hear, see something, say something. No, for real.
And yes.
Also, pay attention to the Amber Alerts. Nobody ever pay, myself included. I never pay attention to those when they come across your iPhone. And those guys reference the Amber Alert when they save that little girl.
Anthony, you're right. And I hate to admit that I'll be like, oh, another one. And I get annoyed. What is wrong with me? Those are missing children. Mm. You're right. I just had this.
I always read them. But like these guys actually looked at the picture and like.
They went in. But because they're being trained, like I said, authorities are asking because they're on the move. They're up and down. So anyway, if you want to see the full video, send me a DM and I will send you the link.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dak Prescott, quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, was spotted out with one of the women who was supposed to be a bridesmaid in his wedding to Sarah Ramos, the mother of his children. What are we doing, Dak? We already have enough bad luck with stupid Jerry Jones, and here you go. I mean it. I'm like, I am so disappointed in the fact that he was out with somebody who was supposed to be in his wedding party. This is why I'm certain now that Sarah broke things off. Like, come on, man.
Well, so the woman he's been hanging or seen out with,
Caitlin Rance,
is a friend of his from Mississippi State. They went to college together and they've stayed close friends. And she has made it very clear that she is very single and that she has a very active Raya dating app account, which is very exclusive.
Well, yeah. Here she is responding to all the allegations that she was out with Dak.
I think that this is the opportunity to make sure that everyone knows that I am single. I have a very active Raya profile, and we're just here to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you had a good time out with Dak Prescott. So
she was at a PBR event with them, too.
Yeah, they were out. Like, they're definitely dating. I know she's single. She's saying she's single, but he obviously likes her.
Her and Dak are having a lot of fun right now. They technically moved all the other drama out the way in their eyes, and this is a good situation, I think, for Dak and Dallas Cowboy fans as an organization going forward, because every good athlete needs a dark cheating scandal during the offseason.
Talking about, Anthony?
Because currently, right now, besides football, Dak Prescott is the chunky soup guy. You know? That's all he's known for. What else does he have? But this, I like this style of Dak Prescott. I didn't know you're this aggressive.
I think that when you talk about winners, you think of Steph Curry. Faithful. Okay? You talk about winners, you think about, Simone Biles. She's faithful. Athletes. That's what I'm talking about. You can't be a winner and be unfaithful. LeBron James, faithful.
Let's go back to the heydays of the Dallas Cowboys. Mike Irvin actually
not faithful. Invested a
and very winning, dude. You know,
we must all go to confession after that.
My mom goes to confession enough for all of us, including those athletes. Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to give you a chance to choose between a Dana Cortez Show hoodie or a t-shirt. Let's play Who's Lying. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are looking for caller 9. Hi, good morning. It is the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley, you're caller 9. You get to play the game. Who's Lying? Ooh, I'm so excited for you. Okay, listen, Mama, here's the deal. My husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., we'll each go around the studio, and we're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. We need a relationship going. We want to be your new favorite morning show. Here's the catch, though, Ashley. Somebody's telling a big fat lie. If you guess correctly who it is, you win the merch. I'm going first. Ashley, if you listen to the show, you know I am a shoe aficionado. But do you know why? My Aunt Sylvia bought me my first pair of designer heels when I was 18, and she got me hooked. Here's the thing. She had money. I didn't. She should have never done that. But now I know not to spend that much money on shoes. I have a pretty good collection, and I still have the pair she bought me 2 decades ago.
DJ Automatic here. If you want to talk shoes, I got shoes for days. Maybe more shoes than Dano. One of my first retail jobs was at Big Five Sports. I started in the gun department. But I got demoted and moved to shoes because I knew way more about shoes than I did about shotguns.
Yo, what's up, Anthony A? And during my mall era, I was actually the top shoe salesman at Journeys. There wasn't a shoe I couldn't move. Shoes, wedges, heels, boots, whatever. And I actually got offered a regional manager position, but I turned it down to pursue a career in radio.
All right, Ashley, one of us inside the studio is telling a lie. If you guess correctly who it is, you get to choose between a Dana Chris test show hoodie or t-shirt. Who's lying?
Is it your husband?
No,
I really worked at Big Five Sports, and I worked in the gun department, and then I started working in the shoe department, and then they were gonna fire me, and I quit before they could fire me.
I can't believe you got demoted from guns to shoes. I feel like that's an upgrade.
It was me who was lying.
Anthony A. did not sell wedges to anyone.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. He lied last time, so I was okay. They probably won't do it again
twice. She got the pattern going. Ashley's got the pattern going.
Pattern recognition.
Okay, so Ashley, you know that we were doing that, and producer Jack was like, stop doing that. People are going to put it together. I was like, okay, so obviously you caught on. Guess what, though? You get to play again anytime. And I just want to thank you so much for listening, girl. It means the world to me. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
bye.
Man.
I can't believe she picked up on the pattern. I thought Jack was crazy.
I did, too. I thought, no, Jack is like, see, I told you he's got his hands in the air. Okay. If you want to play, same time, same place next week, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I want to talk about Shakira, who, by the way, is on one of the most successful world tours. Mexico City, how many people were there? Like, is it?
I don't know. She's one of the biggest stars in the world.
100,000 people, I think, were in the market.
They just added her to the World Cup lineup as well, too.
Yes, so I saw Elmo made the announcement. Did you see that? I was like, what? This is big. Well, she was recently having a conversation with the AP about her brightest and darkest moments, and I was so hurt by her answer, but also inspired.
The brightest moment of my life is receiving my 2 kids into this world. The darkest moments is when I saw, I think, the dissolution of my family, the family that I had dreamt to keep until forever. That was one of the darkest moments in my life. And also, at the same time, seeing my dad, dealing with my dad's accident at the same time, while I was learning through the press that my family was no longer going to survive.
Let's unpack this. Gerard Piqué, her ex. We got FIFA coming to Houston, right? He was a big soccer player, okay? Mm-hmm. At this time, her father is very ill. She's touring. She finds out on social media and through different publications that the father of her children, they were never married formally, might be having an affair. So when she goes home, she starts looking around her home, and the woman was eating her strawberry preserves. That's how she figured it out.
She figured it out in the jam?
Because nobody in the house ate the strawberry jam. It was hers. And she found it in her bed, too.
Ooh.
So she was snacking in her bed twice. And I was like,
she's
oh, my
gosh. She's
doing
more than snacking in her bed.
Well, that's what I mean. It was snack, snack.
Bam. That would be like somebody taking my Uncrustables.
That's horrible. But I feel like she's come out on top. You know, people thought Shakira went away because nobody cared about her. And she proved that after all these terrible things that her ex did to her, she came back and had one of the most successful tours ever. She's got her sons with her. I saw her show up to all their soccer practices. The parents were showing off because she's there. Dad is nowhere around.
Didn't you just have another major win, too? Didn't you get $60 or $80 million?
We mentioned this. Spain took $80 million from her and said, you owe taxes because you lived here. And she's like, I never lived there. I was on tour. She won and got the money back.
Wow.
What? So she's
winning.
She even
beat the Spanish? Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
She
unlike our ancestors.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's grad season, and Automatic says he has the perfect food gift for your grad, and he'll give it to us in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the Kohl's studio. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
Apparently, drop culture and police go hand in hand all over the world. So you know the Swatch?
Yeah.
AP drop just happened. Well, it happened all over.
Yeah, it was chaos everywhere.
It really was chaos everywhere. It was chaos in the U.S., chaos in Paris, chaos in Canada. The drop culture, though, what analysts are saying is because there's this sense that you can buy something for, let's say, $400, which is a lot of money.
Well, that's how much the AP watch was $400.
But flip it, right?
For $4,000.
For $4,000, because people are hurting. There's this desire to just make more money. So drop culture is getting violent.
I just don't understand the come up quick, get rich fast. Like, most of the time, it just doesn't work out. But, I mean, for these people, if you want to wait in line for hours at a time and fight people for a $400 watch, more power to you.
You could be doing Uber and probably making more money in the week. But I'm just saying. All right. What do we have, DJ Automatic, for food news?
There's a graduation cap that lets you sip while you celebrate. We need to thank the people at Andre California Champagne for bringing us the no cap grad cap. It's a drinkable graduation cap. So do you know those hats that they make that have the cups on the side?
Yes.
People wear them at baseball games.
They've got champagne glasses?
Yeah, they have champagne cups on the side of your grad cap.
Oh, my god!
And in the picture, they actually have champagne going in on one side, orange juice on the other, and it mixes into your mouth.
That's
genius.
And this is for college. Okay, not high school. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
This is absolutely genius, like Anthony said.
I mean, I'm not graduating from anything and I want one.
Well, slow down there, bud, because only college kids can drink Andre. Because the one thing that hits harder than a final exam is an Andre hangover.
And
facts.
I'm not doing one of those in my 30s.
But you don't care about it when you're in college. Uh-uh. But you will later on in life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.